Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, and you're listening to our weekly insurance news wrap. Let's take a wave through last week's key currents in the Australian insurance industry. Kicking off our review, a story that surfaced last Monday, giving a strong signal of its commitment to equity and inclusion, Suncorp announced its third Reconciliation Action Plan running until 2026. Aimed at enhancing economic opportunities for First Nations people, the plan seeks to deepen existing commitments and introduces new potential pathways for equitable growth. The company's CEO, Steve Johnston, spotlighted the progress made since their inaugural 2018 plan and Suncorp's enduring commitment to economic equity for Indigenous Australians. Then on Wednesday, in a stirring partnership of mutual benefit, HCF joined forces with Allianz. The duo are expanding their insurance offerings to incorporate home and motor insurance products. This move was spurred by a survey that pointed to a 95% prioritization of affordable insurance amongst HCF members who are 25 years old and above. HCF, with around 1.94 million members on board, continues to adapt to cost of living pressures by providing budget-friendly and customizable policies. In different news Thursday last week, Liberty Mutual Insurance Group's unit, LMRE, penciled its expansion plans on Australia and New Zealand's insurance map. This progression is marked by the launch of their dedicated Australian branch, led by industry veteran Mark Delamar, formerly of Aon. This strategic maneuver is likely to bolster the company's client relations and capabilities in our region while fostering its mission for bespoke reinsurance solutions. Lastly, on July 19th, Aecon Constructions felt the legal sting of the Victorian Building Authority in what was a record-setting $250,000 fine. Aecon and its director, Said Iranshi, were punished for using counterfeit insurance certificates to obtain building permits. With more than 150 falsified domestic building insurance records, Aecon operated illegally, bypassing essential insurance. The punitive actions included a 3-year industry ban for Iranshi and the suspension of Aecon's operations. The Victorian Building Authority remains vigilant to unethical practices, sending a strong warning to others in the industry. That's the latest in the world of insurance for last week. For more updates, visit our site at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, wishing you a safe and productive week ahead.